Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There are some things that happen in our lives that are so special and so meaningful that we don't ever want to forget them. That's why we take pictures, right? So that we can capture the moment of our child's graduation, a vacation, a wedding, an anniversary, and so on. And then later we can go back and we can look at those photos and we can be reminded of that special day and that moment and that experience. For you see, unfortunately, our minds just aren't good enough to remember every great event and experience of our lives. And so our photos help to keep those memories alive. And yet there are other experiences and events that take place in our lives that are so traumatic and so upsetting that we would like to forget them, but we can't. No matter how hard we try, no matter how much we would like to let certain bad memories leave our memory, we're not able to. Because they have emblazoned themselves into our minds. I know this is true of many war veterans who live with the horrible memories of the atrocities that they were forced to witness. I know this is true for policemen and for firemen and for other emergency workers who witness some terrible things. But it can also be true for all of us, for each of us. There are things that just stick in our minds. It can be a traumatic sight from our past, a painful or frightening experience that we went through, a shameful or regrettable act that we committed. There are just some things that even the years can't erase from our minds. That's one of the things that I thought about many years ago when I was in seminary at the time and I was asked to go back and preach at a church where I had grown up as a boy. And I wondered how God's word would be received by the people from me if they remembered all of my childhood sins. Could they accept me as their preacher for the day and hear God's word coming from me if they remembered the little girl that I made fun of, or the boy that I got in a fight with, or the toy that I stole from the store? Because as minor as those childhood sins were, and as long ago as they were, I had not forgotten them, and so I wondered if they would have forgotten them. But they had. My little sins and childhood antics had not emblazoned themselves on their minds. They weren't that big of a deal to the people there, though they had obviously been that big a deal to me. And maybe precisely because the words of our text this morning, the words of our Lord in our Old Testament reading from Amos, speaking through his prophet, the Lord pronounced his judgment on the Israelites for their many sins. You see, the people of Israel had become a very immoral people, a corrupt people. They indulged in every worldly pleasure, and they took advantage of and they trampled the poor. And so in verse 7, we read these frightening words of our Lord, frightening words of judgment. The Lord has sworn by himself, I will never forget anything they have done. Those are haunting words. It's bad enough that God remembers our big sins, but what hope do we have of obtaining eternal life with him if he remembers every sin that we commit? Can you imagine the list that he has going on each one of us? Every careless word, every selfish act, every evil thought, God sees and remembers it all. And this text from Amos is not the only place where God tells us that he's watching and he's remembering every one of our sins. Matthew chapter 12, Jesus said these words, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned." That's Jesus speaking. St. Paul said in Romans 14, "You then, why do you judge your brother or your sister? Why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat, as is written, 'As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge me.' So then each of us will give an account of himself to God." And then in the book of Hebrews, we read, "Nothing in all of creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." In the same way that some of our experiences have emblazoned themselves into our minds, so much so that we just can't forget them, so our sin has emblazoned itself into God's mind and memory. Because each and every time that we sin, we rebel against God and it offends him. That's why we should never take sin lightly. Any sin, even a little white lie. Because every sin is an affront to him and an affront to his holiness. And he remembers each and every one of them. But it's for that very reason that you and I will be able to stand before the judgment throne of God someday in his kingdom, and we'll be able to stand there without any fear of his wrath, knowing that our entire debt has been paid. For you see, on the cross of Calvary, God's Son Jesus, he paid it all. He paid for every sin that we have or ever will have. He didn't miss any of them because he remembered every one of them. And thus we can be certain that all of our sins have been paid for and all of our sins have been forgiven. You know, even one sin is enough to damn us. It's in the case of Adam and Eve. They sinned and they were cast out of the garden. Thus, any sin not paid for has to be punished. There must be an accounting and a reckoning for every violation and rebellion of God's law. And that's what Jesus' suffering and death did. It accounted for and it made payment for every single one of our sins, from the smallest of them to the greatest of them. And thus we can stand before God on the day of judgment ready to give an account of our lives, knowing that our debt has been paid in full by Jesus. There is nothing for us to fear. Jesus' death and resurrection and God's incredible memory are our assurance that we will spend eternity with God in His kingdom of glory. For there is no sin hidden. There is no sin unnoticed. There is no sin that is simply forgotten by God. He sees and He knows and He remembers them all. And He placed them all on Jesus. And they've all been paid for. It's easy to look at the words of God in our text this morning, in words like this, and quickly be filled with fear. The wrath of God is a dreadful thing. And having to give an account and to bear the punishment for every sin that we ever commit, that's a death sentence for each and every one of us, were it not for Jesus, who took our death sentence for us, who took our punishment for us. And so we now can live each and every day of our lives in great joy, free from the burden and the guilt of our sin, knowing that God remembers every single one of them, and every single one of them is therefore paid for and has been paid for by Jesus. May we live with that certainty and that freedom for the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.